Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory to God. We thank God for the rain. Hallelujah. Yeah, God, thank you for the rain. Amen. Hallelujah. Your children, good to see you. Can you hear me? You can hear me well? Okay. Because I can't hear myself well. Can you hear me well? You. Yeah, but. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, children, I'm sorry you're up here. Hallelujah. Because I don't know if you are going to, I don't know if the children are going to get anything from here, what I'm going to what? To share. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. God is good. God is what? God is good. How many of you are not? Okay, how many of you are on our church mailing list? You on the church mailing list? Okay. Put up your hand well. Okay. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so today we are going to share, we're going to continue what we talked about yesterday. That is keeping the faith through the tribulation. Okay? And this is going to be part two. All right? Because we began to talk about this last Sunday. Okay? If you are not here last Sunday and you didn't listen to the sermon, please do listen to it. Amen? It will help you. I understand many people were blessed by this. Some even wanted to say, but they couldn't say it, that this is the first time I have really preached. I'm joking, but it was close to that. Hallelujah. So, keeping the faith through the what? The tribulation. Amen? 2 Timothy chapter 4 from verse 6. Paul, just before he died, he said, "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, and I have kept the faith." Then he says that because of that, okay, he fought a good fight, he finished the race, he kept the faith. Keeping the faith here means he, until the very end, his trust was in Jesus as his Lord and Savior. Okay? When opportunities came for him to deny the Lord, to leave salvation, he did not. He kept his faith in Jesus to the very end. Glory be to God. Okay? Were you here last Sunday? Did you listen to the sermon? No, you didn't. Okay? So then he says that because I've kept the faith, I've finished the race, you know, he says that finally there's laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give unto me on that day. Which day? The day of his coming, the day of his return. Hallelujah. So now we want to emulate Paul. Paul kept the faith, okay? In thick and in thin, he kept his faith in Jesus Christ. That's what we should also do, amen? Matthew chapter 24, when Jesus was talking about the end times, okay? The times that are going to close this dispensation, he said that there will be great tribulation such as has not been since the beginning of the world. Okay? Jesus says there's coming great tribulation such as has not been since the what? The beginning of the world until this time. Hallelujah. Then in that same context, in Matthew chapter 24 verse 13, he said that he who endures to the end, okay, the believers, the Christians who endure to the end through the tribulation, okay, will be saved. The implication being that those who throw in the towel, those who don't keep the faith, those who deny the Lord because of the tribulation that is coming will not be saved. They are saved now, but if they don't cross the finish line, all right, then they'll end up in hell. Hallelujah. So our desire, okay, our aspiration should be that we keep the faith, okay, during those hard times that might find us here, all right? If they don't get us here, they will get our children. Hallelujah. All right? Jesus says, those who believe in me, he and she who endures to the end shall be saved. So definitely he's talking to those who believe in him, isn't it? And that means that Christians are going to be here during the tribulation. Okay, the church will be here. Hallelujah. If you live up to 90 and Jesus hasn't yet returned and you die, some Christians will be here. Hallelujah. Bewasokawo. Bewasokawo, your descendants will be here. Glory be to God. And we should endure to the very end through the tribulation. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. It is very important that it is emphasized that Christians are here. They are on earth during the tribulation. And they will only be raptured after the tribulation. All right? To escape the wrath of God, which will come thereafter. You understand? It is very important for this to be emphasized. Hallelujah. So that, you know, if you know that there's something coming, okay, you know it is there, it is prepared for you, most probably you will stand against it when it comes. You will endure. Okay? But if it just falls on you suddenly, you didn't expect it, especially when you are told that, no, that one is not for you, then most probably, first of all, you'll get very hurt. Okay? You'll get very hurt. Okay? Very hurt that someone lied to you. Okay? Or very hurt that how could God do this to me? Okay, but if God tells you in advance that I am going this to come unto you, all right, then you will most probably, okay, you will have the strength. You will have mental strength, spiritual strength to endure through it. Glory be to God. For many years, I was among the 90% of Christians all over the world who believe that we shall be raptured before the tribulation. All right? But as I read the Bible, I realized, this thing, honestly, they make sense. You know, eh? But most of the generals of God I respected were saying we are going out before the tribulation. Okay? I respected them and I was like, how can they, you know, eh? However, so I sought God over this day matter for more than a year. You're like, okay, there's this camp. Before the tribulation, we're out. Then there's a small percentage that was saying, no, Okay? People like Bob Jones, Rick Joyner were saying, no, we are here, according to the what? Bible. Pat Robertson, you know him? 700 Club, have you heard the song? 700 Club? That old man. Uh-huh. Okay? They were like, no, we are here. So I was like, who do I believe? Okay? Then God help. You know, if you honestly seek God over something, God is faithful. He answers. Okay? How he answers, that's something else. But for me, he answered by giving me a dream. Okay? And in this dream, someone came and told me that Kale, all along, the post-tribulation guys were right. Post-tribulation, rapture, it means you're raptured after the tribulation. Okay? So someone told me, Kale, all along, the post-tribulation guys, as in the minority, were right. Okay? And that leads, yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. And now, right there is one of the greatest weaknesses of democracy. Okay? You have been raised to think that the majority are always right. And you expect God to, you also think that God will think like that. Alright? You expect God that he also thinks like that the majority are right. Alright? The majority are right. And because you have been trained democratically, alright? You always watch for Banyabanji. Then Banyabanji, you know, peer pressure, adults, okay? Comes to elections, you're watching Banyabanji, who is making the most noise, and you're like, yeah. Okay? Then you begin supporting a fool, a fool. You also know it is a fool. If he was your son or your daughter, you would be ashamed of him. You didn't want to be what? Like, you didn't want that man or that woman to be your child. But because of Avanji, the majority, okay? It's very, and then you expect God to agree with you. Okay? To agree what? Then God sometimes says, by the way, okay, I am not on your what? Your things, I'm not in your majority versus minority things. So I'm going to do my own stuff. I'm going to do my what? My own things. And out of my love, give you a leader, okay, who is better. Glory be to God. But that is something else. So currently in the church, worldwide, okay, pre-tribulation has the what? Majority. And that's why we think, okay, that it is the truth. But it is not the truth, as in simple reading of scripture. Simple, P2 reading of scripture, plain reading of the scriptures. Hallelujah. Amen. And you see, the majority are usually very noisy. Okay? And since there are many, it means that they also always have more money. All right? So when it comes to the church, the majority have money. They put together their finances and they produce books, movies, drama, you know. And then those are the only books you see. And then because they're the only books you see, you think Checho. Okay? But the truth of the matter is that it's not true.
Okay? Anyone who tries to contradict the Lord, just wait him off. Okay? Jesus said what? Immediately after the tribulation. Okay? Just wait. Okay? There will be signs in the heaven and then he will come back and then he will send his angels to the great sound of the trumpet to gather his elect. Okay? is the lake, and now that is the rapture. Glory be to God. Amen. Most of you in this church have joy in the what? The minority. And that is very important. You want to be quiet in the what? The scripture. By the way, what are the things that pains me every morning? Okay? Pains me every morning. Every Sunday morning. It's when I'm driving to church and I see the Catholic Church, now it is going in and now it is coming down. What am I teaching you, man? Who are those that you want to say? Chief Christ is the Elder. You know, hey, Chief Numa. And you know, I stay very far. Okay? I stay upline. So all the way from what? Telesia, then Peter Paul. You know it. So you have, you know, more gets back. You know it. And that has been. Now, not all Catholics are going to heaven. Alright? But the majority of them are not born again. The majority of them are not what? Born again. Alright? And therefore, it has to be that they are going to that place where they make them feel what? Comfortable. Okay? There's a clip I have on my phone. Museveni was saying that what? That all those Catholics, he says, it's something like 98% of them. Okay? Believe in what? In witchcraft. Since, you know, according to him, say 98% of them believe in witchcraft. Then he gave his reason, which has always given. He said when they were in the bush war, okay, they were being hammered, okay? Okay, when they were hammering in some NRA. Okay? Now, there was somewhere, and there was a priest, a father, you know, so again, a Catholic, a priest, okay? And then, because of the war, he took off. Then he left some guy in charge, okay? And he was, I don't know what they're called. Anyway, some guy, and he was what? He went out, right? Lead his brethren. Okay? Something. What does he say? Go to. You don't go to. Right? You know he was like the priest. Then, anyway, so one day, this guy came and told him. He said, Naoma, you know why? Okay? For putting his family in that. Okay, why the world is tight. Yeah, then he continued and told the servant that you know, Obote, Yaloka, Obitala. Huh? Obote, Abadi. You're laughing, but don't think that way. Okay? And you know that. You are what? You are just. Or you are a human being, even if you are not a good person. Okay? This stability worldwide. Halloween. That is witchcraft. Okay? Basuru is a dog. Okay? Well, not really bad. All humans believe in the what? The supernatural works. And so, say, Otano, Baluga. Obote, Yaluoga. Is that someone who didn't understand Uganda here? Okay? Nah, so Obote, Yaluoga. Yaluoga. Obote, Yatomkazi. This one, yes. Obote, Yatomkazi. Namuzika, yes? That's it. Put your head down, you understand? And that's why we are using the word. So, you say now, you don't put it in the photo. The guy said, you said, okay? So, Kathy, You know the end of our life. Then he said, he told him what to do. Yeah. Then he said, oh, this is what. Then she said that the cat was chicken. And they told him, somebody to jump to be tied. So somebody said, he jumped. Remember, he was starting to jump. So he was speaking, remember, he wanted to change. You know, so he was speaking. That's what he wanted. Then after I say, that's what? That's him. Choice. That's him. Never get that. He begins to proceed to Kampala with one guy. You're going to be 10 hours there. No, no. Leave that one to me. But then the guy who told him that stuff, who took him the cutty chicken, this was the leader of the Catholics, even Kenya. So the son is saying, you know, now you believe 98% of these jobs are what? Hallelujah. Anyway, he might not be, but I think it's close. It's close to that. And not just Catholics, but even the army and the mountain. Not all of them, but they are not as many as what? Right? Yeah. Yeah. So what would I say? What did I say? I thought you were attention to me. Okay? Anyway, whatever I was saying is that. So, after the tribulation, Jesus returns, then he sends out his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and those angels gather us. Okay? Gather us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's very clear. Glory be to God. Very what? Clear. We are here in the tribulation and we are not getting out until after that. To escape what the Bible now calls the wrath of who? The wrath of God. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Remember last Sunday, we talked about the seals, okay? The seals on the scroll, okay? And when each one, now, according, so the scroll which has 7 seals, okay? Do you remember that? Okay, it looks like that. I think it looked like that, okay? I wasn't there, so I, okay? Now, when each one of those seals were open to something, happened, okay? We looked at what happened at the sixth seal. When the sixth seal was opened, okay? The Bible says in Revelation chapter 6, verse 12, that, okay? So this is John, he says that I looked when
he, Jesus, opened the sixth seal, okay? He says, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became what? Black as sackcloth. Okay? Similar to what Jesus said. Jesus said the sun shall be darkened. Okay? Then he says, and the moon became like blood. Jesus says that the moon did not give its light. Okay? Hallelujah. Then 13, John says that he saw that the stars of the heaven fell to the earth. What did Jesus say? The stars of the heaven shall do what? We shall fall. Okay? Then verse 14, he says that then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up. And every mountain and island was moved out of its place. And the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, every slave and every free man hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains. And say to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne. So the sky has done what? Receded. So these guys are seeing the Lord coming. Okay? Okay? And now they are mourning, isn't it? Exactly like what Jesus says. Okay? What he said, okay? So the mourners say, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. Now the wrath is doing what? coming. Okay, so if the sixth seal, its opening is equivalent to Matthew chapter 24, okay, verse 29 to 31, that means that the events of seal 1 up to 5 are about what? The tribulation. Because now, this is the rapture here. Okay? Sixth seal. Exactly what Jesus says will happen after the tribulation. Isn't it? So that means that seal 1, tribulation. Seal 2, tribulation. Up to seal number 5. Glory be to God. And Christians are here in the tribulation. Because Jesus said they are only taken out, okay, after the tribulation. Okay? I can prove that to you again from what happens when a seal number 4, I think, okay? Revelation chapter 6 from verse 9-11, okay? Seal number 5, okay? Okay? It says that when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar, so this altar is in heaven. Okay? John saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God. Okay? Who are those being slain for the word of God? Yeah? Christians! Remember this is seal 5. We saw seal 6, rapture, isn't it? And the coming of the Lord. So seal 5 is showing you that those who believe in the word of God, Christians, are being what? Are being slain. So he says that I saw the altar and I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth, those who killed us. Okay? Then he says, verse 11, a white robe was given to each one of them, and it was said to them that they should rest a little while longer, okay, a little while longer, until both the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who would be killed as they were was completed. Katibano baso kayo banawe. Okay? Okay? So they were killed during the tribulation, and the killing is still going on. Okay? Killing of Christians. Because Christians are here in the tribulation. Glory be to God. Because you are here in the tribulation. Say amen. Glory be to God. And by the way, most likely, this thing is getting you here. Okay? There's a possibility that it's getting you. Okay? And now, God wants, okay, he desires that when it comes, in case you're here, he wants you to keep the faith to the very end. Because Jesus said, he who endures to the end will be saved. Okay, the Christians who endure to the end are the ones who will be what? Who will be saved. The rest will deny the Lord and they will end up in hell. Okay? And you shouldn't be among those. Glory be to God. Okay? Glory be to God. Now, Wilney talked about seal 1 up to 6. But remember, there were 7 seals. Okay, there are how many seals? 7. Okay? So let us read and see what happens when the 7th seal is opened. Okay? That is in Revelation chapter 8, verse 1 to 2. Okay? So John says that when he, Jesus, opened the 7th seal, there was silence in heaven for about an hour. And I saw the 7 angels who stand before God. And to them were given 7 trumpets. Okay? So when this is open, okay, the 7th seal, then now we see angels with 7 trumpets. Glory be to God. How many? Who trumpets? Oh, seven. Okay, now let us see what happens when the seventh trumpet is sounded, the last. Okay? There are seven. So the seventh is the last. Okay? Hallelujah. By the way, math is not always what? Obvious. I hope you know that. I discovered that yesterday. Math is not always what? Some of the things, there are some of you who didn't do well in math, but you actually did well. It's only that your teachers were a bit, you understand, barely more what? Cram work. But if they were thinkers, they would have realized, this boy, okay? Glory be to God. Let me give you an example. Okay? Let's give me this pen. Okay? Let's assume this is a banana. It's a banana. Okay? All right? This banana is 10 centimeters long. Is that how many centimeters long? How many? Now, if engineer is okay, eats half of it. Okay? Half of what? Of the banana. How many centimeters are left? Put up your hand if you know the answer. We call that PCM, isn't it? So, PEM, same difference. So anyway, put up your hand if you know the answer. Yes, young, these twins, I think it's about a cent. You know, me and twins, So 10 centimeters, a banana. Then Ukato eats half of it. So how many centimeters are left? 5 centimeters. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay? What's your answer? You also five. You also want what? Okay. I need that change. Kwakati Bafu Seva Meka. Basatu. Glory be to God. Okay. Give them a big hand. Asajia wasoma PEM, they couldn't get the what? The answer. Okay. So who has another answer? Who has another answer? Okay. Glory be to God. But you, Muchalawa engineer. Okay. Flora, really? Buckley? Okay. You also got five. Give a big hand clap. But the money is finished. Okay? Okay, Andrew.
Pastor Moses, half can be vertical.
Very good. If someone says that, what remains is 10 centimeters. Are they wrong? A banana? You can cut it like this, and five remains. Or you can cut it, and it is still 10 centimeters. Yes. Katuriyo na ambu zambu. What did they ask? Okay. So if someone had said what? 10, this money was theirs. Glory be to God. So do you see how math? So there are some things your teacher said that they were wrong. You were wrong, and you got 7. Aggregate 7. Ninga wario inafuna kati. Glory be to God. Amen. Did you watch that clip or you're just a sharp guy? Sharp guy. All right. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, yeah. So, there are 7 seals. Okay? And the 7th is the last. Okay? Now let us see what happens when the 7th seal is sounded. Okay? Before we read what John says about it, let us read what Paul, because also Paul saw it. Okay? Or he had it, or he saw it. Okay? In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51. Okay? What's your name? Lydia, I hope you'll explain to your daughter why Uten is also what? Correct. Hallelujah. Amen? So, he says that, behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. We shall not all what? Die. There are some of you who go around saying that, Fena tuja kufa, Fena tuja kufa. Buri muntu aja kufa. Okay? Now, you are a liar. The Bible has never said that. That buri muntu azaliwa aja kufa. It has never said that. Okay? It has never what? Yeah. A certain cohort might all die. But there will be a certain cohort in a certain, some time, which might be, by the way, this generation. Some of those people won't die, as the Bible says. So he said, behold, I tell you a mystery, we shall not all die, but we shall all be changed. Okay, our bodies shall be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last what? Trumpet. Okay, at the seventh trumpet, the last trumpet. Okay? For that trumpet, when it sounds, okay, it says that the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we, actually, who are still alive, shall be what? Chained. Okay? What does that mean? To be chained, it means that this corruptible body must put on an incorruptible body. Okay? For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Okay? The mortal body, this flesh and blood, will put on a body that can never die. Hallelujah. Okay? So you can see when the seventh trumpet is sounded, the last trumpet, this is the rapture. Alright? Okay? At the last what? Trumpet. The seventh trumpet. Okay? This is exactly what Paul again said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 to 17. He says that, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. When will that be? According to Matthew? Very good. Bruce, tell you, stay there. Okay, after it, Matthew said, you see, now this is real Bible, what? We study, okay? Hallelujah. All right, I haven't yet talked about, I talked about a dream. All right, but this is what? Bible study, okay? Matthew said, Jesus comes back after the what? Tribulation. And remember, there's a great sound of a trumpet, okay? Which is blown, and, the angels go forth to gather the elect. So he says, what verse is that? Then he says, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Okay? By the way, the dead are in heaven. The dead are in where? They're in heaven. So what rises? The dead or something else? If they're in heaven, how do they rise? Okay? This is referring to their bodies. Okay? Their bodies shall be resurrected. Okay? And then their souls and spirits shall come to meet the what? The bodies. Okay? What about those who are cremated? Huh? Those, auntie. Glory be to God. We've been having a discussion with okay? God knows how he's going to what? Yeah. Okay? There is a great principle concerning the Bible. And you had better heed it. Okay? I learned it years ago from Robert Sladen. Okay? He says that what the Bible talks a lot about, talk a lot about that. What the Bible talks little about, talk little about it. Okay? When you start to talk much about what the Bible talks a little, that is how false doctrine starts. That is one of the ways how cults start. Okay? There is an area, there is a subject, no matter where I'm coming, yalekao gap. Katigwe amagezi gakwesela. You know, you are so brilliant, Andrew. You're so what? Brilliant. You like your gap where you know, okugatao. And usually the devils are very what? Ready to give you stuff. That's how people go off. And they start, you know, preaching. You know, they start man something. So now, like this one. What about your day? They were burnt. Their body, because they were burnt, then the ashes were what? Whatever in the what? In the sea. Why? What are they? Well, their bodies. See, the Bible even hasn't said anything about that. Okay? There's one thing of the Bible saying a little about this one, nothing. All right? So you leave those things. Okay? And by the way, this is also now something very important. Okay? If you don't know something, as far as the word of God is concerned, be humble enough and say, I don't know. Even if a Muslim gets you and they're quizzing you and you're looking stupid, you know, wasn't Jesus a Muslim? Do you see? It says that Jesus prayed like this. He went down and bowed. Don't you see that Jesus is a Muslim? All right. Anyway, so when the man you on CNN and they find a question and you don't have answers, you're looking like a fool. The whole world is watching you. Just be humble enough. Don't think you're going to be embarrassed to many or look with TV. Just be humble enough and say, that one, I don't know. Okay? I don't know. Okay? The host might will laugh at you, embarrass you, but heaven is cheering you on. Okay, lest you start saying things, and then what? Anyway, just say, Tomani, you don't know. Glory be to God. Okay? You don't what? But for things you know, and they are clear in the scriptures, those ones, just man, be bold. Be what? Bold. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen? So, then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. So the rapture is here. Okay? But Paul told us somewhere else that it is at the last trumpet, okay, which according to John is the seventh trumpet. Okay, honestly, this tribulation, this rapture after the tribulation, tell you scriptures, it's not there. It's not there. Jesus didn't say it, Paul did not, in conjunction with John, it's not there. Hallelujah. Okay? The last time I talked about this year, and so a month later, we are talking about something with my wife. Then she told me, there's someone in LAT who said, but she didn't say whether it was a male or a female. But I have my suspect told my wife that I don't have scriptures, but in my heart, I believe. God cannot keep us here. She said, in the mumtima guangi. Okay, I don't have scriptures. God cannot, you know. But I suspect what? With someone, you know. And that's not evil, you understand? Glory be to God. Amen. Now, so let us see what John saw when the seventh trumpet was sounded. So that is in Revelation chapter 11 from verse 15. Okay? We haven't done the sixth trumpet, okay? We're on the seventh, the last one. Okay? And that's one where Paul said, that's when we shall be raptured, okay? So he says that then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. Okay? Hallelujah. And he shall reign forever and ever. So at the blowing of the seventh trumpet, now Jesus is coming to begin his reign on earth. Okay? To begin what? His reign on earth. At the seventh what? Trumpet. And the 24 elders who sat before God on their thrones fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, we give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was and who is to come, because you have taken your great power and reigned. The nations were angry and your wrath has come. Okay? Now this is not the tribulation coming. The tribulation has ended. Jesus is here. Okay, and then he said, now your wrath has what? Has come. Okay, your wrath has come, and the time of the dead. Okay? The time of the what? The dead, that they should be judged. Okay? Which dead are these? According to Paul, which dead are these? The unrighteous or the righteous, or both? No. The Bible says the dead in Christ shall rise first. Hallelujah. So these are the righteous dead. You understand? You have to, you know, because remember, like I said, this is a rapture. So we have seen what Paul, this is the seventh trumpet, the last one. We have seen what Paul said when it was blown, okay? Okay, so these are the dead in Christ. So they were, okay? So their time has come that they should be what? They should be judged. Okay? Now this is a good judgment. Good and bad. This is a time when you regret where you didn't fulfill your calling. But somehow you're going to heaven. But you regret for the things the Lord told you to do and you didn't do them. This is a judgment. This judgment is not to send you to hell. You understand? This is a judgment of reward. And that's why it says that. And the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that you should reward your servants, the prophets, and the saints. Judgment for reward, not judgment to throw you into hell. The one of going to hell, the unrighteous, will be resurrected at the end of 1,000 years. Glory be to God. And their judgment will be both for not having accepted the Lord, or those who denied him, like more tribulation, habalokole, ababivamu, gobulamu bukaye. Alright? Okay? So they'll be judged for that, and also for their works. Okay? Even the sinners, even their works are going to come up. Okay? There are those who over-sinned. Okay? There are those who over-disobeyed. Glory be to God. Okay? By the way, I think a week ago, or a few days ago, I had a dream. Okay? In this dream, anyway, I won't say the details. I'll just say the most important thing. The most important thing, I met Grace Urubega. Okay? And I told him that, do you know that death has been planned for you. Then I continued and told him that, and that is not the worst thing that is going to happen to you. The worst thing is, after you have died, you are going to hell. Okay? Then you got up. You say, what? What is the timeline? Did I tell that dream? Hey, I think, hey, timeline. Well, you know, eh? Kati, hey, thank God I was again humble, like I've just preached. I said, ze utebampa desi, timeline. I don't believe those things which don't have what? With timelines. Said, I don't believe, you know. Then went back and sat and continued to do the nonsense he was what? Doing in the dream. Okay? Yeah. Then I remembered years ago. You see, just because a certain word takes long to come to pass, does not mean it went from heaven. So I remembered years ago, I think it was like 2014, or prior to that. I think it was before 2014. Remember maybe 2012 or 2013. Dennis Mujimba, our prophet, dreamer, had a dream when Grace Tubega had died, gotten off the scene, and life continued like he has never existed. Okay? So I don't know what my dream meant, that it that time is around the corner. But remember, in the Tamam Padeshi, so Sigenda Hugataho, with timeline. But anyway, those are the chaps, you understand? Huh? Okay? Who will be resurrected after 1,000 years? Witches. Lubega Kakane. But he's a witch, and he has ever stood in his fellowship and told people. He said, all preachers in Kampala are witches, and I'm the top witch. There's a guy called Philip Ukahiru. Does someone know him? Okay. He was there. He was in charge of their marriage fellowship. All right. He was there and he had it. The guy said it. And Ukahiru was like, ah, what? You know, and that's what happened. These guys will tell you the truth about them. Okay, no, he meant this. But when the guys actually, what? Told you. Okay? So I told him, death is planned for you, and that's not the worst thing. But I hope you know that death is not the worst, yeah? Okay? I hope you know that. And but you're kufa. But they should fear not just the cessation of life, eh? Physical life, but where they're headed, hell. Okay? If you're in this room and you're not born again, you had better accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, because when you die, you're going to hell. You're going to burn forever and ever. Hallelujah. And you shouldn't. You shouldn't. Because Jesus died for you. Glory be to God. Okay? You know, Jesse Duplantis? Okay? He had a vision one time. He saw the Lord, went to heaven. Jesus showed him many things. One of the things he told him, Jesus told Jesse Duplantis, he told him that my worst day was not when they killed me on the cross. He told him that the worst day of my life is in the future. It is the day when I will see people for whom I died going to hell. He said, that is my worst day. Like, the Lord doesn't look forward to it. He said, Kali never feel it. You know, I died for them. They shouldn't go to hell. I was punished for them. He said, that is my worst day. Glory be to God. Okay? So, hallelujah. So, the time of the dead, you know? So, you see, seventh, a trumpet, the rapture. Are you seeing it? Jesus is coming, he's coming to reign. Okay? And the dead are going to be rewarded. Okay, which dead? The righteous dead. Okay? Who get? Who resurrected. Hallelujah. Amen? Now, in Matthew 24, Jesus said, this is happening after tribulation. Okay? So if it is happening at the seventh seal, let us see what happens. Seal number one, seal number two, seal number, up to number six. Glory be to God. And as you all now know, it is all tribulation. And you are here. You are what? Here. Okay? If the Lord comes sooner than you want him to. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay? So Revelation chapter 8 from verse 7. Yeah, so that you don't say this church, Bible, like some what? Some big church in town. Which man? Eh? Things are bad. Huh? Things are what? Bad. You see, now those are the things which hurt me every Sunday. I tend to see Catholic church. So you think when you see multitudes going to these churches, okay? And then you're like, okay? One of the dreams of that church, I don't know if I've ever shared it here, but I will. Okay? One of the dreams of that church, now that church has a branch somewhere, okay, in Kampala. Okay? So years ago, there's some old lady, Avela Naguru. I visited her. When I got to know her prophetic stuff, man, how God has showed her things about the churches in Uganda. I hunted that down. Okay? Because, man, you know, those are the women I love. Who, you know. Then it's why, what? I got her number from her daughter, because her daughter is a friend to my wife or was. So anyway, I went to her. Okay? That's the lady where I went with what? Apples, white meat, what? Yeah? And so, one of the dreams she told me. Okay? But she refused to tell me the church, but I knew the church because we had a long discussion, like 2 hours. And everything was, you could see some church. Then later, she told me that, you know, Moses, we're going to become friends. Then I'll tell you many things. Okay? Now, one of the dreams she told me about this church, she's like, many years ago, but let me not tell you this. Anyway, I was going to say something, and you are going to know the church. Then you will persecute the man of God. I think I've seen the Yalota. Eh? Like how some people wanted to persecute me for the dream I sent you on, was it Monday? Or Tuesday? Hey, sent you a dream and some people wanted what? To persecute me for it. And yeah, but let me leave all that detail. You have to be careful with these things. Let me first see. Let me look in the future of the dream. Yes, I'll tell you this. So she was passing a certain place where one of their branches is at. Okay, then she saw snakes inside there. Okay, she saw snakes. Okay? Then the Lord told her in a dream that which you have seen will happen. Okay? When they do something major. Okay? That is the thing I don't want to tell you. Because if I tell you, then you will know the church. But if you become my friend, now I'll tell you many things. And by the way, that thing happened. Okay? It what? It happened. Glory be to God. This is my daughter. Okay? My firstborn. It happened. Okay? So because it happened, Katia Misota, you know, eh? Snakes. And you live dreams aside, the signs are and symptoms are there for everyone to see. But people are not seeing. It's not what's happening there. It's just, it's like, you know, very clear. So you live with dreams. Dreams, what can be false? I agree they can be false. But now let's look at the what? Signs and symptoms. Many signs and symptoms, Ebola. You know, the Bible says, you know them by their what? Fruit doesn't lie. Glory be to God. But it's bad. It's bad. Hallelujah. It's how? Yeah. So, how did I come to talk about that? Then, to add with something else, but remember where, how I came to that. As I say this, because I'm coming back for you. She used to tell people, that old woman, used to tell young men, that, you know, young men, young women, basically the youth, okay, that you people, you should be like graceful big girls, and don't you see a young man, but you know, fiery for God, should be like him, okay? Then one day, she had a dream. And in the dream, the Lord Jesus appeared to her and rebuked her for telling his people, his youth, to be like graceful beggar. That's when she was like, my goodness. With the chain promoting, and that's how, man, her eyes began to open and she realized she's been promoting a cult. Okay? I mean, that cult is growing. Do you know why it's growing each day? Because again, that thing of what? That thinking that what? The majority are what? How can all these people be deceived? But you people also. You see, when you start, you see this Democrat, that's why Jesus should come back. Then he teaches you that democracy is just for just. Because when Jesus comes back, you're not going to elect him. He's going to be king over his earth. You understand? But I think, how can all these people be deceived? These people who know by the English Bible, by many versions, about how many. They are big, they are the elite in Kampala. They are the CEOs, they are the board of what they are. You know, how can all them be deceived? You've seen those pics of chicks? Back in the day, there were things of, you take a picture when you're what? When you're at a tree and you are whatever, a caliph. Glory be to God. You've seen those pics of Anonya? Anonya of Anonya. Have you seen them? Joan, Sam is saying that he has seen them. For you say no, you haven't. Anonya, bad book at the. Man, that thing, when you watch it once, you see money, marketing, like they will do something off and they do it intentionally because kati abantu buri oba which day bagenda kwa bachuninga in okuseka just abantu. I won't describe the people who are there, abantu, but hallelujah. So where were we? So what got me off? Jesus' vision. Anyway, what finished. Anyway, so the first angel sounded. Okay? And what happened? Hell and fire followed. Remember, this is a tribulation. Okay? The rapture is happening at the seventh trumpet. Okay? Okay? After the tribulation. You understand? When you understand these things, when you go back to read the Bible will be man, will be pitumath. Glory be to God. Eh? Better you guys, I was so good at math in school. But I would have failed that. Anyway, hallelujah. So, hail and fire followed when the first angel sounded. Okay, and it was mingled with what? Blood. And they were thrown to the earth. And the third of the trees were burned up. And all green grass was burned up. Now, again, I'll be honest. Because I have a question in my head, but God will answer. But maybe I already have the answer. Okay? My opinion is that the epicenter of these things will be in the Middle East. Okay? However, we shall be affected here. Glory be to God. Huh? You understand? Again, it's my opinion. My opinion is that not even all the grass in Uganda is going to be what? And even if this one here is not burned up, the consequences, you see now like the Ukraine war, huh? The Russia-Ukraine war, is it here? But you're feeling it. Do you understand? So even if something just happens, those things, you remember the credit crunch in 2007? Esther wasn't born yet. 2007. The Bazungus borrowed their money and then things went bad. But man, of course it was worse there for us, but it's still what? Glory be to God. Okay, so then what happened? The second angel sounded, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and the third of the sea became blood. Okay, so are all our seas here going to turn into blood during that time? My opinion, okay? Please, quote me well on this one. My opinion is that, because notice, it is not even saying seas. Sea, so there's a certain sea. Okay? Is it the Red Sea? Is it the Sea of Galilee? You understand, eh? So, but just know the whole world is going to have it rough. Wherever the epicenter of this is, glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. We're on verse what? Okay, let's go to verse 9, okay? So when that happened, a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. So is that a third of all the ships in the world? I don't think so. But if a ship carrying grain to Africa, you've heard of those things, eh? Okay? The ships bringing grain to wherever, Putin said, Tezikolaji, Tezivawan. And you saw the repercussions. It happened those days, but So the same thing as ships, whatever they're carrying and mine supposed to, Okay, so it's going to be bad. It's going to be how? Bad. Okay? Then the third angel sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch. And it fell on a third of the rivers, on the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood. Okay, then it says that, a third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the water because it was made bitter. Then the fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun was struck, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them were darkened. Please don't confuse this with what is going to happen immediately before the rapture. This is just a third of those of the sun and the moon. There, for the rapture, it is the whole sun, the whole moon. Okay? So a third of the day did not shine, and likewise the night. Okay? Hallelujah. Then let's see what happens. Trumpet number 5, that is chapter 9, verse 1. Then the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fallen from heaven to the earth. To him was given the key to the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and smoke arose out of the pit like the smoke of a great furnace. So the sun and the air were darkened because of the smoke of the pit. Okay? Some people say, man, this is like nuclear stuff. Anyway. Okay? Then out of the smoke, locusts. Okay? These locusts were, basically they killed people. Okay? Hallelujah. They did what? They killed people. Then in verse 6 it says that in those days men will seek death and will not find it. They will desire to die and death will flee from them. Okay? Did the locusts kill the people? Okay? Anyway, I know they will torment the people. You go back and read, okay? Hallelujah. Okay? So that is seal number what? Trumpets, number 5. Then trumpet number 6, okay, in verse 13, it says that then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates. So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour. Now, these are devils. These are what? Demons. They are going to get released and now cause humans, to do certain things, okay? So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and the day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind. Now the number of the army or the horsemen was 200 million, all right? So that is what is going to happen, okay? And then when the seventh trumpet is sounded, what will happen? What will happen? Jade, what will happen? What will happen, Jade? Talk to me, not to your neighbor. What will happen? Seventh trumpet? Joanne, seventh trumpet, people. Esther, what will happen when the seventh trumpet is sounded? You've heard people who are giving you the answer. But mubere mu class, even to be, you know what? Kwanga ugweswega jakujawa gambe bintu, mubi kilizi. Atenga fe, utuba some sezebi tuvu. Hallelujah. All right? So when the seventh trumpet, it is the last trumpet. Jade, really? Okay? Just pray that I don't get angry, okay? So it says, behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So all this is to prove to you that we are here, in the church is here, in the tribulation. Okay? And God wants, okay, desires that you keep the faith, if it finds you here. And most probably, it is finding you here. Okay? The younger you are in this room, the higher the chances that you're here. So you can see now some of the disadvantages of being young. Okay? Mumulozo okuba young, man. Ne waliwo disadvantage. Chinza okuba chinza oktan kira kugwe. Baliaba kadenga wakoraji. Bagen dada. Ungabale mu glory. Hallelujah. So now I don't know whether you want to delight in being younger than others. It's up to you. Amen. Hallelujah. So what should we do to prepare for these times? Okay? What we should do is what I told you. One of the things we should do is what I told you last week. It is in Hebrews chapter 10 from verse 25. Okay? I'm closing. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Okay, it says that we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some. Okay, there's some people, Christians, about who take going to church lightly. Nebeita Bakristayo. He said, don't do that. Kwanga muchachi ya mukolachi online. He said, don't do what? You shouldn't forsake the assembling of yourselves together, as is a man of some. Okay? But exhorting one another, and so much more, as you see the day approaching. Okay? The day is approaching. Okay? And then say, because the day is approaching, you shouldn't give up the habit of meeting together. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Golo, waiter, usinia. I've been saved for a long time. Get to church, what? Man, you start thinking that way, you're finished. That is one of the reasons, that is one of the reasons why men and women of God, some of them, eventually go off track. They reach a certain age and they are like, ne Bible yo na njimani. Of course, they don't say that publicly, but Babylon are in their heart. When they think about Oksomahu Bible, now when I open Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, njimani, in the beginning God created. Then the parables of Jesus, njimani, the parable of the wheat and the tares, like mbimanyi goronaku lugenda. And yes, they will call you to preach and you will preach because of mbimanyi. In fact, when they call you, just remember the other verse, Psalm 1, okay? Blessed is a man. I tell you, you know those boys. Eventually, you see now your spirit man is becoming weak. Because the word of God is a food for your spirit, man. It's getting weak. No waiter, umbimani. You start coming to church late. Because I know those songs. We've been around. We've been around. It is those young, actually, what? Excited. Abatabimani. Nobody no genda ku kanisa. Eventually, you're going. Meanwhile, the devil is somewhere watching you, plotting for you, and he knows at what level of weakness he's going to come and throw you something which you can't, because you're weak. Glory be to God. You're weak in the inner man. Hallelujah. That is why for me, I began my religion. Okay? Mwamugamba, utemwagala kuba religious. The things of how many chapters you should read a day, that is religion. Just read when you feel like. Don't force yourself. That's religion. Religion. That every day you pray for 1 hour. That's religion. You're being religious. You're thinking that you're better than others because for you pray 1 hour a day. You're religious, religious. Every, my friend, some things should become religion. And by the word religion is not a bad word. Now, Balokole in this generation have to get that understanding. The word religion is not an evil word. I hope you know that. Of course, now you have to say, yes, I do. Because the word religion, it's not a bad word. Even James will say, he says that the kind of religion that God, what? He desires, it is visiting orphans. Love, you understand? He said, religion, chiliomo. Now, but locally, the word religion has become an evil word. Okay? So for me, I have my religion. Okay? My habit, my traditions, as far as reading the scriptures is concerned. Okay? How many chapters I do every day? I tell gwe maliriza mangunga sina byakolanga nyongeramu. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay? I have my religion. For how long I praise and worship God every day. That is why when I come here, the worship team temusola kunimba. You can't. Because I do it personally on my own. I have a religion. For how long? The minimum I worship God non-stop every day. That's when I come here and nemtai go kola ebintu byamwe. I'm like anyway. Okay? Sometimes I'm like, but I've done my part. Baba God, you understand? I have my religion. Okay? For how long I pray in tongues every day. It is my religion. Okay? Now you can hire a grace preacher and come for me. Tell me stop being religious. I can assure you that you won't succeed. Hallelujah. Because that is man. Okay, I encourage you, be religious about some of these things. Okay, be religious about some of what time you wake up to pray. Be religious about those ones. And God delights in that religion. The grace of God, when I feel like, you know, Boba tuchulira, echokusava. To serve. And don't feel guilty. Don't condemn yourself when you don't pray. True, don't condemn yourself. However, know that you're not doing well. Hallelujah. Especially when we are located, even into movies and in zakat. Okay? Glory be to God. Like some of you, I sent you a dream to interpret, you didn't. So I also say, I'm dealing with only those what? Because kati munza nyisa. Even if you don't even, he will come and tell us. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm not your what? Hallelujah. So don't give up the habit of assembling you together, of assembling together with the brethren. Especially as you see the day approaching, the day of the Lord's return. And remember, before that day, there is fire coming. The tribulation. How will you make it to that day if you've been fellowshipping with the brethren? Glory be to God. Okay? 4:20-6. If we sin willfully, in the context of these Hebrews, sinning willfully was turning away from the Lord. Like what is going to happen to Christians, some of them during the tribulation. So it says, for if we sin willfully, after we have received the knowledge of the truth, you've gotten saved, okay? And you sin willfully, you turn away from the Lord willfully in Gochimani. The Bible says, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins. Okay? But a certain fearful expectation of judgment. This judgment is certain. It is for sure. Okay? Judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. Okay? Hallelujah. Not assembling yourselves what? Together. Don't give up that what? Okay? Hallelujah. Let me say this. But whoever knows this, don't what? Take it bad. Okay? I am just giving it. Yes, last week, I had a dream. That same night when I dreamt about Rebecca, I also had a dream. And in this dream, God was telling someone that he won't help that person as far as their finances are concerned because that person doesn't honor him. Katimwe, mulo was able to be of grace. It's okay, God, you understand, we'll just bless you. had a dream when God said, I want to help that person as far as their finances are concerned because they don't honor me. Now, I know that individual, okay? I first got to know him years ago, okay? So I know him, okay? And that individual, okay, at their church, he's really in attendance. Tagenda ku kanisa. He doesn't assemble. You understand? Eh? And God is saying, Kachoyo, Nange, Nenda what? Okay? Abaganda. There's that thing of Omukade, Akwasiza Kuchi. Omukade, Akwasiza. There's some of you who got angry with me. I won't ask you when I said that. It was my dream. Okay, but there's what? Omukade, Akwasiza Kumeleye. So God is like, Nyenda. Of course, now these are my own words. Nyenda munyika. And he's doing it out of love, by the way. Because when I do that, this is the thing that will cause this person to come to me. You understand? So God is love. Nemwa kunyiga. By the way. Because you see, when it is God akunye, akukute, man, exactly, teriatasa. If it is a devil, you can rebuke the devil. You can run to God and report who? Hey, but God, why are you going to report? By the way, I've ever had that experience. Eh? Okay? 207, 208. Man, it's not funny when it is God. I got that experience and I said, Siribi Damu. God, when is the devil just know deliverance is coming? But God, so man, I pity that chap. Okay? But I had his number. And I sent him the dream. Yeah, you understand? Katia Salewo. But the most important thing, God, for us, he wants us to congregate because the day is approaching. Ate chituyambe okuita mwichi? Tribulation. Amen? Okay? Anyone who rejected Moses, okay, dies without mercy on the testimony of how many? Two or three witnesses. Okay? Let's go on. Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace? So, in context of what we're talking about here, these people deny the Lord in the tribulation. And the Lord is saying, man, their punishment is worse. Okay, than those who rejected the law of Moses. For we know him who said, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. And again, the Lord will judge his people. Then it says, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Fearful then at the end. But even now, it's a fearful thing. Like what I've told you, the experience I've told you. It's a fearful thing. Jump into the hands of the devil. God will come and get you out. But the Lord. Okay? You are God. The love of God will cause him. You know, like as a parent. As a parent. The love for the child will cause a parent to spank the child. Ninga, you see your daughter crying. You also feel like crying. But then you're like, I have to do it. Even before you do it, even that whole thing of calm. You say it with toughness, but with pain. Okay? You men who don't spank your kids, you are creating for yourselves problems. Okay? Mothers, you're creating for yourselves problems. You're creating for yourself. That child is going to become a rebel. That child is going to become a prostitute. And there will be one reason. One, the child wasn't spanked. The child wasn't what? Spanked. You've been in a car. Okay? Then you see some guy throwing out of his car. Ebikuta biakasoli. Okay? One of the reasons could be that guy wasn't spanked at home for littering. Did it once, they warned him. Pick it up, don't do it again. Did it second, you know? And they just continue to, don't do it. Missing about Mwisam Chiboko, or maybe the third time. The girl wouldn't. This Kampala is dirty. Because of what? One of the reasons is because people are not spanked. And if you do it, you might get spanked by the police. Because they take her liaita. I hope you know. Littering. Hey, there's a taker liaita. I think last year. Glory be to God. But I'm saying very important things. It's still raining. You're not going anywhere. It's what? Hallelujah. Okay? Please, help your children and spank them. Okay? But I tell you, you're also helping the government. Because when the government has many unspanked children, you understand? Then your kids are rogues, they can't be employed, and then you blame the government. Spank your children, you guys. Then at a certain age, when you are like at your emiake age, it is not for spanking, you are like, God, I did my bit. If they do something wrong, of course, then it gets in the newspapers, ku TV. Of course, as a parent, unja kuswala, abantu bajja gamba, I didn't raise up my child well, but God, you know. Nze nakola ogwange. Are you listening to me? Okay? Hallelujah. Now, don't say I'm preaching things I don't do. This one I do. Hallelujah. But it hurts. It what? It hurts. But it has to be done. Jesus' worst day is when he will see billions of people going into the lake of fire. People for whom he died. And he won't have anything to do about it. Tajia gamba, oh no, what? Uchali wange, mama we yali mkwano wange. Zero. Your mother's religion, salvation doesn't save you. Hallelujah. And your kids also. Your salvation is not going to save your kids. Hallelujah. These things are what? Serious. So it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the what? But I'm ending. I'm what? Yeah, because I might not preach next week. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Verse 39. Okay, 35. Now this is for real ending. Okay? Because first of all, you came late. You came how? Late. Okay? And now these are things when I look at people in LAT who come late to church. Those are the things, Joan. For me, I'm like, God, I did my part. I've told since the beginning of this church, I've told people, you know, But, you know, those things of taking God casually. God is my bestie. Casually, when we go to church, I know it ends. The service ends at 12:30. So, if I arrive at 11, I'm kawa. Church tenagwa. My prayer for you, now this is my serious prayer for you, is that you fall into the hands of the living God concerning this issue. My prayer for you is, brother, I'm serious, and God is hearing me, that you get into the hands of the living God. And you tell you now, I'm not going to do this for you because you don't honor me. As far as, because you're now, to be honest, that's my prayer for you. And I'm not praying to the devil, by the way. You've heard me. I'm praying to, and I have a scripture to back on. Basically, I want God to spank you. Eh? Because for me, I cannot. Okay? I'm not the Hoima what? Pastor. I cannot. Kati nchiwade mukama. Glory be to God. Because you're teaching bad manners to your children. Because you're not going to be paid. It is, you know. Okay, now, kunsasura. Hallelujah. Okay, verse 35 says, therefore, do not cast away your confidence in the tribulation. Don't cast away your trust in Jesus. Do not deny the Lord when things get tough. Okay? For you have need of what? Endurance. So that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. In the context, it is a promise of eternal life at the end. Glory, glory. Glory, remember, Jesus said, he who endures to the end shall be saved. Glory be to God. Okay? For yet a little while, and he who is coming, Jesus, will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. They will keep their faith in Jesus to the very end, and they will live. They will have eternal life. But if anyone draws back, okay, God speaks and says, my soul has no pleasure in him. Glory be to God. But we are not, L.A.T., we are not of those who draw back to perdition, to destruction, to end up in hell. But we are of those who believe to the saving of the soul. Glory be to God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.